We are going to open up our iPads now.
It's faster. Their fingers don't get sore. It's fun. The fifth graders at Aubrey Park Elementary love using iPads at school.
It's helping a lot. It's easier than using computers.
Abby Strand is the class dojo, meaning she's won the most points for being on task and a good student. She says some kids have trouble staying focused with iPads around.
Not for me, but for other kids in the class it's a challenge, but it's not that hard for me. I just get on it and do what I'm told to do.
Strand and her classmate just finished reading an article called Tree-erific. Now they use their iPads to type what they learned. They hit send to their teacher when they're done. iPads have been at Aubrey Park Elementary for 3 years now. It's part of a pilot project to see how new technology can help schools with growing class sizes and diverse sets of students.
We're building the dream. Our dream is really to have a personal learning device in every student's hand.
Kim Ketterer is 4J's instructional technology coordinator. She's helped organize the project that's put a device in 1,500 kids' hands. Students say iPads make learning more fun. In their reading nook, they can scan a Q reader square to listen to book reviews from their fellow students. Things like weekly spelling tests can be done whenever they're ready. 4J got $7 million from the May school bond measure to update technology. Ketterer says soon, the pilot projects will be expanded so the district's 16,000 kids have equal access to technology. There are still a lot of things to figure out before that happens. A community group is helping decide what tools fit best where. Ketterer is still working with teachers on how to teach 30 kids with personal screens in front of them. At Aubrey Park, Abby starts to type a sentence about the baobab trees she just read about. But she says she likes to have paper in her desk, too.
I think everybody should own a pencil. It's pretty important.
For KLCC News, I'm Lucy Olson.